where we put the corn down, and sometimes we put it deep.
Mm-hmm.
Crows wouldn't get it.
Did you plant by the moon?
No, we got the ground ready. We went ahead and planted. And one thing I planted by the moon, that was my watermelon. Planted it on the moon. When them runners got that long, I done laid them by and come out of the patch.
Uh-huh.
Whenever you turn a watermelon around, twist it, and if runners get that long, you're going to have a little rotten end watermelons all over your patch. Bruise that vine.
Mm-hmm. When you're plowing with two horses, what would you call the one that walks in the furrow?
I never plowed with them walking in the front. I plowed with them side and side.
Mm-hmm.
Put them what you call a double tree and let them walk side and side. That's the way them Frenchmen plow. Get your cow to the front and the horse behind, and one right straight ahead of the other.
I've never seen.
They're 200 years behind. Now they'd cut a tree down. They wouldn't cut a stump. They'd dig down and then saw it off down in at the ground, trim the limbs on up to the top, take them little switch leaves and tie them up like a bundle of fodder,
uh-huh,
time around them, put them on a wagon and carry them in and swing at the wheels high on your head, and they're swinging up about this high with chains on there about 4 foot in butter and drag it up the road around about 25-30 miles to the little mill I've seen. Stood there and looked at them, drop down side the road, get the saw and get on and cut off 7-8 foot cuts. Four of them, take a hand stick and tote it and lay it on the saw. Have to carry it about 30, 40 yards from the road and lay it up on the saw so they can saw it up. Still there and look at them make shoes, wooden shoes. They make them wooden shoes out of hackberry,
mm-hmm,
white hackberry. They saw them out in blocks and they bore them out in and take, cut them out and then chisel them out all in and cut it under there like a heavy heel on it.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't got them none, but they cut two about the same size. It's supposed to be a four. They stuff it full of hay or oat straw and go right on with them. I used to stand that side of the road and look at them school children go to school. Sound like a bunch of shod horses on the street. They'd come at them wooden heel shoes.
Uh-huh.
Man, they could run with them. Every one of them had oat straw in their shoes. Keep them tight on their feet.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have, couldn't put no strings on them.
Do you ever hear of the lead horse or the wheel horse or saddle horse when you have them hitched up?
I have a, what kind now?
Well, when you have horses hitched up together, did you ever hear of one called a lead horse or,
yeah,
saddle horse?
I've seen them haul along,
uh-huh,
with lead hole, and they had four up. And that wheel horse hold that wagon and turned it, and they just holler at that lead horse and talk to him, and he'll turn. He can turn the crook, go around. He has to go way out on trot round and come back,
uh-huh,
to keep that wagon in line.
How many horses would they have hitched together?
Sometime about five or six.